Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. We are live at day three of SEC Media Days, the only sports talk station in the city. It's been here all 3 days. As I welcome in my co-host, the queen of tofu, and she took the mantle to another level last night of being the first lady of Atlanta baseball, as she was there to the wee hours of the morning with a, what do we call it, a swing-off. He is the most eligible bachelor at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But you wouldn't know that from his dating app, Abraham Gordon, the most vanilla man in Atlanta radio, Dylon Matthews, who has also the worst wave. And I am he, and he is I, Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. Welcome to another morning here at SEC Media Days. And the smoothest one yet, knock on wood.
The smoothest entrance yet into SEC Media Days. That is correct. You know, when you said it was a swing-off, you know what that reminded me of?
It's a walk-off.
There you go.
How do you not think of that?
In Zoolander, and they're like, it's a walk-off. It's a walk-off. No, truly, last night at the All-Star Game, we'll get into it in a moment, but I think everyone was a little bit confused when it was tied. Are we going into extra innings? What happens here? But these rules have been in place for quite some time. Today, though, SEC Media Days, it is day three. Like Bo mentioned, we've got a lot going on. It's 6:20 today. We're going to replay some Kirby Smart audio from yesterday. He stopped by with the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, made some interesting points, so that'll be coming up. We also have several guests stopping by today. Matt Flynn, Greg McElroy, and Tony Barnhart will be stopping by. But look, it's SEC Media Days. Anyone could stop by at any moment. So things could be changing, switch it, change it, rearrange it all day long. Now let's talk about that All-Star game, because – it was, what, almost midnight when the National League and the American League were tied. And I was looking at Grant last night. I was like, I think I might have to Uber home because I don't know what's going to happen if they go into extra innings. Like, it's going to be a long night. And then it turned into a swing-off. And I did not know that was a thing, but apparently these rules have been in place for quite some time.
Well, yeah, a few years. And we just haven't seen it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
It was the first time it's ever been executed. And you got to witness history. I'm hard on baseball at times and Rob Manfred, and then other times I think they do good things. I think the ghost runner, and I'm not alone in this, is the dumbest thing ever in extra innings. Making the bases bigger really didn't affect me one way or the other. I didn't know if it was necessary, but sure, fine, whatever. This is one of the better decisions they've ever made because it makes sense, right? You're taking something that fans love to see, mm-hmm. which is the home run derby, also home runs being hit, mm-hmm. and you're not making guys play extra or ending a game in a tie when you know that people want to go home happy because they want to see a winner one way or the other, and you're giving them theater, entertainment. And that's exactly what all of that delivered last night.
I also just want to explain to people before this becomes a thing, we're going to try and get out in front of this. Last night is an exhibition game. You can end an exhibition game that ultimately has no meaning in a swing-off. Do not start discussing this swing-off nonsense as a way to end regular season games. It is fun. It is enjoyable. It is not baseball. And so I enjoyed it. It was awesome. It was cool. I'm always going to root for the National League as members of the Braves now have an All-Star game victory under their belts. But we're not going to bring this into the regular season.
What you're trying to say is this isn't the equivalent to a shootout in hockey or soccer.
Yeah,
because it's not.
We don't need this to be part of the regular season. Just don't bring that
unless,
up.
It's the exception, not the rule.
Unless you can carry one pitcher as a guy that just throws like 100 miles an hour and someone has to hit a home run off him, which also –
that's just regular baseball, though.
But you get like three swings. That's it. And that would take forever, too, because what happened is people – you know, it would just be rough. But, no, I'm with you. You're right, Abe. But it was cool to see. And it's also cool to see it happen here because you're not going to go into when the All-Star game should have been here and wasn't. But it was in Atlanta. It was in our city. It was the first time. It was history in our city. And it also saved the National League from a debacle of blowing a game, whether you believe it, whether it's an exhibition or not. Baseball is the one alley that does it right. It's the one exhibition All-Star game that is 100% the stars of the game, mm-hmm. that all go out there and try, and it's the most like the actual game they play night in and night out.
Yeah, and if you are curious, if you did not stay up to watch the game, Ronald did go 1-for-2 with a strikeout and scored a run in the first inning. Matt Olson did strike out. However, Matt made a really nice play on defense, and we probably would not have had that swing off had he not made that play, because the American League would have scored, and then they would have won. And, the National League, like you mentioned, Bo, they did kind of blow a lead. It was 6-0. And then everything started going a little bit crazy, and I was thinking, this looks like some Braves game. But it turned into a really entertaining scenario. It was 4 hours of entertainment, and clearly if you're at the All-Star game, you're a massive fan. So you got just quite a show, and like I mentioned, Grant and I were there last night, and everyone went insane when the swing-off was announced, and they were allowing, like, hey, if you're sitting up on the second deck, come on down, like, you can go down, and all these kids had their gloves, they were ready to catch a home run ball, and never in my life, like I mentioned to you guys this morning, did I think I would be pulling for Kyle Schwarber. But I was very excited to see him get those 3 home runs on 3 pitches.
Yeah, eventually named All-Star Game MVP because of it. First one to not do anything in the actual game and then get the credit. What a night for Truist and for Atlanta, though. And I don't even know who to pat on the back for this. I know MLB, just Major League Baseball, gets some credit. I know the people at Truist who work for Truist get some credit. So many really strong things took place last night, and I'm even going to give Dave Roberts some credit with some of the decision-making he made. The Hank Aaron tribute was incredible.
Oh, phenomenal.
Amazing.
The opening musical acts from Zach Brown and Ludacris and Kane, all of that stuff was great. I mean, it was a really perfect night to showcase Atlanta. I think so many people that I know in national media were really impressed by the performances last night. And for Dave Roberts to have the, you know, I don't know if you plan this out. I obviously there's some awareness there's some predetermined here. I was at an All-Star watch party with my dad. He holds one from all his friends from way back in the day at high school. And,
That's is this the really same cool. group you go through the minor league thing with?
Some of the same people, yeah. But mostly different
it's
people.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
But, Kershaw comes in. He's a legend selection. He's pitching in the second inning after Skeens gets through the first.
And you couldn't hear it. He was commentating, too. He was talking with
Smoltz. Yeah, I couldn't hear
Joe Davis. It was phenomenal stuff.
But he gets 2 outs, and they start to pull him. And some of the guys are like, why are they pulling him? I'm like, this is probably his last All-Star game, legend selection. They're pulling him so we can get the ovation. Same thing we saw from Freddie Freeman a couple innings later. The ability to go out into the field, take him, remove him from the game, give him the moment to walk off and get that last ovation from the fans before exiting the field. Props to Dave Roberts for being aware.
Well, I think that I'm starting to think that Fox and Manfred told him to take Freeman out, because the pregame interview where, you know, not Ronald Acuna, not Matt Olson, or maybe even Chris Sale, we interview Freddie Freeman before the game, and then we make it about Atlanta. And it's the typical Freddie was getting emotional, and they were baiting him to be emotional, and
held strong though.
And
he did. Proud of you, Freddie.
His voice cracked a little bit, and look, I get it. It's not fair. I'll be straight. I've been hard on Freddie, but it's not fair to Freddie at that point. Like, let the man move on and live. And because every time he does something like that, you know, there's teammates. Like Kershaw was the one that called him out in the very first season. Like, all right, enough. Like, you're here with us now. You're either with us or you're against us. Mm-hmm. And it's just not fair to him to keep bringing it up. It's not fair to the fans in Atlanta either, honestly, I don't think. So we got to relive it every time, you know. But I do think that it was cool that he got the moment. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Wish Ronnie could have got a hit. He got a hit, but I wish he could have got that when he came up to plate the second and he struck out. I was hoping he could have done something with that. But Olson only got the one at bat and struck out, but that's kind of
two more things that I really enjoyed from last night. Obviously, I assumed Timothy Miller would perform. I didn't know if they would show it nationally. He got a ton of positive reaction last night, obviously, and then in that 2-run first inning, Ketel Marte puts one down the line. And I know the Braves fans are aware of what's going on. Ronald Acuna's on first, and that ball hits the corner, and we're like, oh, this dude's scoring from first. We see him do this every third game. He comes from first on a single or a double and scores. But I saw some comments from those around Major League Baseball who yeah, you hear about Acuna if you're not in Atlanta. You hear about the power and you hear about the fielding. You maybe don't know how pure a runner this guy is. Mm-hmm. And I think there was an ability to showcase that for him. I saw a number of people like, boy, man, look at the wheels on Acuna. He almost caught Ohtani sort of stuff. So a really good showcase for Atlanta, the baseball scene here, Acuna, just kind of all of it. Like it was as successful of an All-Star game as you probably could have hoped for in our city, even including a little bit of a rainstorm right before the game to bring the temperature down. Yeah. And not, I mean, Ali, you were there. It was hot. I get that. But that helped a little bit.
Well, sometimes it helps, right? Sometimes it doesn't.
Well, it didn't heat right back up, I guess.
No, yeah. It didn't heat right back up. And because it started a little bit later, you know, 8 o'clock as opposed to 7:15, that did help quite a bit. And I didn't have to take sunglasses or anything. Like, it was comfortable. It was still hot. I mean, you're always going to be drenched in sweat when you go to a baseball game.
Of course, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, how was it? I mean, you were there. How was it?
Like, I mean, the energy was unbelievable. And it was, I mean, pretty crowded. I don't know if you know that there are a lot of baseball fans. So
it looked packed. It looked like a packed house.
Absolutely packed. I was sitting next to, I will say, a very obnoxious Yankees fan.
Is there a Yankees fan that's not obnoxious? How was Zeno? Did he wear sleeves?
You know, I knew someone was going to make that comment when I sat next to an obnoxious Yankees fan. Just hooting and hollering the whole time. Having a great time. He paid his money. He can do it. That is perfectly fine. But with the Hank Aaron tribute, coolest moment was that happened, right? And then they lit up where he hit that home run ball right in front of Grant and I, like right in front of us. We were in the second row out in left field. So like that lit up and it was like, whoa, that's exactly where it was. Just, you know, you got the chills.
Please frame it. Enhance.
Yeah.
I can spot you.
I got to ask you though, how, when the swing off happened, I know that Grant understood it, but like, did they explain it in the stadium to a way that the fans kind of knew what was going on?
Oh, yeah, they explained it. They got on the PA, explained it, and they invited people to come down and be closer to the action.
Okay, cool.
Because a lot of people had left at that point when it was 6-0. Like, a lot of people had already gone and taken off and didn't realize what was going to be happening in later innings. So it was just a rush of energy, and we'll continue to talk about this throughout the show because for you that we'll talk about later within Truist. But coming up next, we're going to switch back over to SEC Media Days. Kirby Smart stopped by the midday show with Andy and Randy. With them, we'll play some of that back next. It is the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.